XS Sharp and Hoozy, welcome back to a brand new episode of Sitse with Lebo and Thato Rampedi. First things first, guys, thank you so much for all of the love, man. You guys are engaging, you're commenting, you're part of the party, which is absolutely amazing for me. This is my co-host, Lebza Lebo.
What is up, guys? Welcome back to Sitse with, you know, Lebo and Thato Rampedi. We are super excited for today's episode. We're going to be trying like a whole different type of feel to the episode today, just to give you guys more of like
Lebo's downplaying it. Lebo has really restructured the show. He said, "Nah, Thato, we're not focused, my man. We need to add more structures, more layers. We need to make it engaging for the audience." So he's built a nice way to incorporate you guys through our socials. So make sure you're following us on Instagram at Sitse with, or follow Thato Rampedi or Lebo Rampedi. Because, you know, our favorite segment is How are you? And he's incorporated you guys into that. But before we do that, what are we speaking about today?
So today we're going to be seated on quite a lot of different things. We still want to help people to be overcome the things that they are currently seated in. I sound like a youth pastor, you hear me? But anyways, we want to help people that... in the things that they seated in. But today we are going to be seated in trauma. We're going to be seated in independence.
Branding.
Can you guys hear this? And we're going to be seated in generational curses. And we're just going to be speaking about that.
So we're seated in what? So yeah.
So we're going to be seated in trauma, independence, and generational curse. Feel like these are all really like tied. And I don't know if you guys can hear that. It's not an ambulance, guys. It's not an ambulance. Don't worry. Oh, we're still good on the sound. Okay, cool. Yeah, so those are the three things we want to talk about. Just discuss it, you know, make jokes about it, make lighthearted about it, because that's what we do as brothers, you know. We make jokes, we overcome it as such as that. But we're going to go first into how are you, and then we're going to go into Lerata Ditaba, which is basically just like, well, what's happening in the culture right now.
Lerata Ditaba translates to you guys like,
Lerata Ditaba.
Oh, you guys like news.
Yeah, you guys like news. So what's happening in the news, what's happening in the culture? You know, something like speaking about the culture, you feel me? Yeah. And then we'll finish it off of our favorite game, top five, where Tato's going to, we actually should have discussed this already. So we're good. But please bear with us, guys. So top five, where we will be basically choosing our Avengers for this year, predicting and drafting five content creators who we think are going to make a mark this year, you know, and top five, and then we'll finish it off with our final remarks. So we hope you guys are super ready for the podcast. But before that, how are you,
guys? How I won't lie, man. It's that time of the month where I keep checking my bank balance, like what's going on, who's spending my money.
Well, you need to look at the bank statement and you'll see the source. It's you.
Check the bank statement. Tataramperi,
bro. But this is the month to save and make your pockets, you know, really versatile with KFC.
It's time for us to start Boxing Clever, guys, making sure your money lasts. And Boxing Clever needs you to also get a full meal. So if you guys hit KFC, you can get a full meal. And one of the things inside is a piece of original recipe chicken.
A crunch burger.
Small chips.
Non-sugar cold drink.
All for the price of $59.90. So head over to KFC, guys, purchase that crunch box, and make sure that you are Boxing Clever. But when it comes to me, how I am, can you go first? And I get taka taka and I'm all over the place, bro. Like,
okay.
Like,
well, actually, before we go first, we're actually going to see what you guys were saying on the internet. If you guys don't know this already, we have platforms on TikTok. We have them also on Instagram.
Yeah.
Seated with. Ew. And you guys get the chance to obviously interact. So we can also hear, how are you? You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to read out from our How Are You Mondays, hashtag Hey Monday. Responses right about now. Okay, let's get it going. So I'm gonna say you guys' handles, and I don't think you guys know this. _ said, "Am I toxic for stringing my ex along? Because I know he is not my person, but I enjoy his company." Maybe I should have not said that one handle. can we beep that out?
I don't know.
Can we beep that out?
That's how they are.
Yeah. So they said, "I am." Okay, we'll keep it anonymous because clearly, it's a good thing. Can we start that segment again, please?
We'll just beep it out.
No, can we start that segment? I feel bad now. I'm exposing. Okay, we'll beep it out. Am I toxic for stringing my ex along because I know he is not my person but I enjoy his company? No. Your answer?
I thought checking how they are. That's how they're feeling.
Yeah,
that's
so crazy. How Are You Mondays are all about us giving you guys advice, the things that you guys want to talk about that we don't really tackle on the podcast.
Yeah, that's really nice. You know? I think, you know, I was listening to an interview that Jay Shetty did.
Yeah.
And they asked him, can you be friends with your ex? I think this touches on that. And he spoke about two things. He says, to be friends with your ex, you need one, emotional boundaries. So basically, you have to be able to set a boundary that if we go into this partnership and be friends, will one of us not break through this boundary and, you know, break through it when the other person is weakest and obviously get back together and kiss or be romantic? And two, do we have, like, you know, maturity levels high? Like, do we have enough maturity levels?
Yeah.
Like, can you be comfortable with seeing me move forward if we endure this friendship? So I think being friends with an ex is not a toxic thing.
I don't want to be friends. I want to string along.
String along.
As in mislead, misguide, trap.
Yeah, as I don't think, like, it's a good move, man.
I don't know. I think for me, right, if you're still single, like, if you're still single as a person, there is absolutely there's absolutely nothing wrong with you talking to your ex.
Yeah.
If you guys are both single. But if you have a partner, someone else that you're trying to get into, like, build a relationship with, it is completely wrong. So that's our answer for you, our How Are You Monday.
I gave my answer.
Advice about there.
I mean, I figured it relates to being friends with ex. I gave my answer.
Okay, cool. Next one, a bit of a sad one. I feel like I'm drowning. I'm far away from my family. I'm in res, and I haven't made friends in the course yet. What should I do?
My man,
how are you? You're drowning, my man. Let me tell you something, my man. Like, you got to drown to swim, my man. You know what I'm saying? You got to swim to drown. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In my opinion, right, let friendship find you naturally. You know? Me and Tato speak about how there's circumstantial friendship where, like, friendship of because we are in the same space will become friends. Those friends are naturally going to gravitate towards you soon, you know? I mean, I remember when I was in res. How did you make your first res friend? I think we can speak about that.
Yeah, I mean, we were fortunate enough to have roommates. So
I didn't have a roommate in orientation week.
But after that, you did have a roommate.
After, like, 4 weeks.
Yeah, so I mean, for me, it was a roommate thing. But I think definitely for everybody else, you have to create visibility that you exist in different situations. Like, the first one being, like, if there's any functions happening, if you're in res, go to everything. If you are literally a day student and you're not, you know, a part of any extramurals, it might be worth joining, like, a chess club, joining a sports, or just, like, hanging around and greeting people.
Mm.
I think we all forget that we're also scared to make friends, and it's not just you, it's everyone around you. So most of the times, like, those that have the least amount of fear need to be the ones that stand up and say, hey, you know, I think you and I should, like, study together, or, hey, you know, what are you doing after this? Like, you know, I'm new, like, you know, do you have friends around you? I literally know nobody and I'd love to make friends.
Yeah.
I think if someone came to me and they were like, they'd like to make friends, I wouldn't be like, nah, bro. In
so, okay, in university. I was about to say, right now, someone just comes to you now.
Oh, no, no. It's different now because obviously.
Yeah, I feel like when you're in uni, bro, you should just be, it's like being open to dating. Like, just be open to meeting people. Don't box yourself in, you know, someone tries to get to know you, start a conversation with you, just there like, fine, good. You know?
Yeah.
But I don't know, bro. Like, I used to...
Don't be too shy, man. I feel like people always are, like, really, really in their head too much about, like, making new friends. I think just literally, like, if you're in a space and people are speaking, I used to be that guy who just kept to themselves.
Yeah.
Don't do that, bro. Like, speak. Like, add your opinion. Even if you are soft-spoken, even if you are someone that doesn't have that many opinions, don't be scared to say something and be heard so that people can see you and get used to you, because you'll be surprised. I have so many friends that are so low energy and they're just low vibrations, and I love having them around because they make me feel so comfortable. So don't be scared to be your low vibrational self if that's the case.
Yeah, you'll find your people.
Yeah, if you're extreme, be your extreme self.
Yeah, I don't know. That was a very good one. You know, like, the just be yourself type thing. I wanted to add something, but I'm trying to think if everything. But okay, we'll move on. Last one for the How Are You Mondays until we go into us.
Yeah.
I'm okay. I'm part of a busy couple. We have strong communication, but how do I make it work? Help a girl out. That's what she literally said. I'm okay. Busy couple. Strong communication.
How do I make it work? Help a girl out. Ooh, that's
yeah, that's a very one. What do you do when you and your partner are just extremely, extremely busy? When do you guys give each other time, you know? You're just generally busy, Monday to Friday. Like, Monday to Sunday, you're just generally busy. I'll go first with this one, right? I like to say find the in-betweens. You know, there's the... I have this idea that, like, when people schedule their weeks, you know, we fear this thing of scheduling time to not be doing something. You know what I'm saying? So no one ever goes, okay, cool. Today, I'm gonna work from 12 to 1. I'm going to do this from... No one ever says, okay, from 5 to 7, I'm going to make sure I'm not doing anything. It's completely this person's time. And I think like finding in those in-betweens to say, okay, cool. Hey, you know, on Wednesday, 6 p.m., we both have free time. Let's be intentional about it. Let's link up. Yeah. Let's, even if we're just having a, you know, something like a pie, like a pepper steak, you know, between us and a cold drink.
What do you say like that?
Or something like a pepper steak. Yeah, like,
you're giving them hints there at home. That
I'm giving them the keys. Wait.
They must buy you a pepper steak.
Pepper steak. I love pepper steak pie. I think, Loki, that's the best pie. But anyways, that's another conversation. But... yeah, just be intentional about it. What about you, T?
Yeah, exactly what Lebo said. For me, this conversation...
Very weird one, very tough one.
It's a bit triggering for me.
So I won't lie, because like, currently, my partner and I, we barely speak. Like, I think the last time I spoke to her this morning, before that I spoke to her the previous morning.
But then you see her like...
But I see her... Sorry. I see her all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Because I'm in a situation where, like, I'm shopping to someone, and Monday to Thursday... We are both like working. Yeah. And I think it's really good because I get to wake up in the morning, have my early mornings or my late mornings, and I wake up and I focus on business and me and grind.
Yeah.
Then I'll call them and then repeat Tuesday, repeat Thursday, repeat Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Then Thursday, they come Thursday night. Mm. So Thursday night they come and then Friday I've got work, so maybe I'll leave them at Pawsey. Mm. Then Friday night, I'll spun, come back home to them to a meal probably and then chill the whole of Friday. And then Saturday, chill most of the morning. Then I go into an ASM shoot. Then chill the whole of Saturday. And then Sundays, we go to church. We enjoy each other. Then I take it back home. So initially, I used to be so anti. It was like, bro, I want to see my baby every day.
There's
like,
no point.
I'm trying to see her every other day. You give me. Yeah. But now I'm realizing that, nah, for the first time in such a situation, this person was more mature than me.
Yeah.
Not the first time she's been mature. I'm saying like in a relationship. Because most, most of the time, the girls will be like, no, like, dude, if you want to see me today, let me see you today.
Yeah, like as soon as possible.
Yeah, she was like, dude, I've got friends and work and things to do.
Balance. She's all about balance.
It's all about balance. What a smart babe.
Yeah.
I think you're listening to this, baby.
Ah, la la. La la la.
You're loyal. I appreciate you.
You got good time management skills.
You got good time management skills.
You got 1 or 2 years in an entry level position.
You moved.
You're basically just describing her CV. Okay.
So my point to this person who says they're battling that, I think do what Lebo's saying, find the in-betweens, but definitely routine is important.
Yeah, routine, yeah.
Because even today I was like, yo, baby, like, you know, after the shoot, come say what's up.
What's up?
Come, she's like, it's not Thursday. I said, hey, How are you, bro?
But let's get into how are we. I'm okay, bro. Like, I'm chilling. I think that I'm running, man.
Yeah.
I'm running. Views wise, like career wise, I'm doing way more views.
I told you that your videos was gonna get a million views.
That's what? Yeah, you did. You literally said that.
I said that's a million views.
Yeah, you said that's a million views.
It's my job, my man.
You said that. I thought it was gonna stop at like 700.
Nah, that was a million views. It might even get to 1.8.
Mm. But it did well. That was a good video. Yeah, the views are doing okay. The brand deals are slow right now.
But it's.
But I was hot in December. I was hot. That's why I think they're slow now. This guy's an advertising board. You can't even use them. You know those advertising board where it's still peeling? Lebo got Nick.
You know, that was you.
Yeah, boy. So now they're waiting for the whole thing to peel off. Let's put something on top of that advertising. But, I mean, that's what it's like as a content creator. You have to deep it. There's such a thing as a content creator that does too much advert.
Yeah, that's why, like, even with me, so the way I try to work on that is that I try to push as much original content as possible. Because if I don't put original content...
You'll
see many brands, my man.
That's very, very true.
Yeah.
Yeah, not to like that, but yeah, anyways, I'm fine. Because I know these content creators that, you know, you're a brand deal content creator.
Who would you say is like a content creator that's like literally a walking billboard?
I think it's easy. It's the Groetmans of the game. You know, you guys don't have to do too much. You just have to.
Ooh, I know the Groetmans.
You have to pitch up.
Like,
you know,
a lot of my boys are actually like.
Yeah,
like,
you know, your Wasabi.
Wasabi, Sibu.
Wasabi's a brand deal content creator now, my man. Like,
I work when I'm paid. I can't talk for free, my man.
And like, his content is just so clean, so good.
But in that instance, don't you think that they are returning, they're putting in the grind through traditional media? Because they're both on TV, they've got TV shows, radio.
So that's why that makes sense. Because, like I said, you know, Hoodman's on the
also, game. Also, because Sibu's posting gang YouTube videos. Yeah. So he's, you know, got the community no, there.
So you're saying Sibu Panza is also like a content creator?
I'm saying as much as they're working billboards on like an Instagram level, yeah. they're still putting in the grind funny on enough, like YouTube.
And I
like
won't say Sibu Panza. Because Sibu Panza, this year, woo, I've never seen him more in my life than compared to last year and the year before that.
Well, he's been grinding too.
This man is peck to peck yeah. to peck. And his content is really like, I want to say, like, quality-wise, it's, like, one of the best in the game. I really yeah. enjoy it. And also, boy, you just make me feel so warm seeing those kids. Joe,
hey, boy.
I feel warm inside. Boy, I saw this one where they were dancing. You saw it?
Yeah.
And then, no, wake That's up.
Makeup. That's how I was saying, when we say someone's a walking billboard, we can't say that without giving them their credit that they do on other platforms. Because Sibu on TikTok, him and his wife, hey, I never thought I'd ever say Sibu and his wife. Man, you've known Sibu since I started, guys. That was my mentor when I started. It was crazy. But yeah, man. Yeah, I get you. They're all the walking.
Yeah.
Also, guys, keep watching because at the end of this, we're going to do our top five. Like, we're going to do literally who we think is going to make a shit ton of money this year and be the face of many brands and just Ghana.
And Ghana.
An amazing community.
Yeah, but that's a good topic, though. That was a good one. But let's go into our next. Oh, how are you?
Sorry. I'm like, let's go into our next.
How are you? Sorry.
I'm good, bro. Like you see, we were doing the KFC promo. We guys get the crunch box.
The crunch box.
For $59.90.
Boxing clever.
I wasn't lying when I was saying it's tough financially. Yeah, it genuinely is tough financially. I think I've incurred like a lot of like fixed costs by reinvesting and taking the risk of opening a studio, hiring like a full-time director of photography, having four editors.
Dating people.
Having four editors.
How about dating is a cost?
Paying Mbali, paying my talent, Lebo, Kaya, Mami.
Yeah.
And also like, you know, from an energy perspective too, like a lot of my time is going in towards the growth of other people's brands, which is tiring, bro. Like to the pocket and to the mind, body and soul, you know. But I'm having the time of my life doing it, which is what makes me happy. But yeah, man, that's how I'm feeling like on a business level. I'm also happy that I'm back to YouTube vlogs. If you don't watch my vlogs, you're missing out.
Yeah,
most of the comments, they say premium.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's good. What's a premium? As if we should be paying for this.
Yeah.
You get me? So I'm really enjoying vlogging. We're mixing different styles, like a reality TV style, also with like the normal traditional vlog style. A lot of storytelling, a lot of recording. There's someone that records me, Tabang. Shout out to Tabang. Because he really is doing a great job. Like I sent Kenny, my editor, the footage. And he said, damn, this can't be the same brew from last time. Yeah, I know you guys met Tisetso, guys. He's gone, unfortunately. Lots of love to him, but we got Tabang now. So stop saying Tisetso, well done. It was Tabang that shot that video.
Yeah.
Then emotionally, I'm good.
You're good.
I've been told to like start regulating my emotions a lot more. So
regulating your emotion? What are you, a robot?
Like before this, I think I had a tough start to the morning. I had like a tiff.
Dude, you got hamsters. Why are you not mentioning your hamsters? Sorry. Continue. Sorry. I just realized that you have like pets and now you've been mentioning that you're a father.
Yeah.
Sorry, but continue.
So I had a tiff with like someone in the morning and then I called them back. I was like, bro, you and I are meant to be very soft to each other. The goal that I'm seeing.
Yeah. The investment. I can't even mention the investment. But three editors. What do you say? Three DPs. Yeah.
And then we spoke and we both agreed that no, man, we have to be the softest and the nicest to each other, you know?
So true.
And then after speaking that, we both said, okay, cool, yeah, sorry, we must be nicer. Like, if she's having a shit day, I'm having a shit day, we can't be shit to each other, man, in energy and tone.
Yeah.
And then I ended up calling her back and we laughed the whole car ride until I arrived to work. Then I got to work and then my fucking camera broke. Yeah. i74, like, it's not switching on. Funny enough, you'll see in my vlog, I fetched one of my other a73s that was being fixed yesterday. Yeah. Paid a lot of money and this one decides to not switch on. So I was crashing out. Like I was like quiet and I was crashing out. Then I realized that this thing won't be a thing in a month.
Just like the previous camera's already back.
It's already back. So I was like, you know what? Okay, cool. Before the podcast, I started screaming. I think we can play back right now. Ah, fuck, man. Woo! Hey! Guys, you know how expensive this camera is. Camera's so f***ing expensive, bro. But let me forget about that. Oh, Tina. Hey, boy, I had to let it out through voice, through vocal. All right. Because it's recorded. I was screaming. And I was like, and then I let it out, you know. Yeah. Now I feel a lot better. Now I'm more engaged in the conversation.
So that's regulating your emotions.
Not the screaming part, but like, you know.
Yeah.
like okay. understanding that it'll be fixed yeah. and we're going to move on and we're not hindered. There's three cameras working in front of us.
Yeah, but weapons, what is it called? What did God say? The weapons don't?
Form against you.
I win. The woman's weapons formed against you won't prosper.
Yeah.
But God didn't. He added a little small text saying, but that doesn't mean it won't hurt.
Yes. Yes.
That's what people forget, bro. Like, weapons don't prosper. Sharp. They won't prosper. Doesn't go through, but they will wound you. They can wound you.
Yeah, man. So, yeah.
But yeah, let's but get into Lerato Ditaba. Guys. So, right now in the culture, Ricky Rick is dropping an album. Right. Rest in peace, Ricky Rick. Funny enough, we've already told the story on the podcast how like we first met Ricky Rick, but I actually haven't told the story about how I think we were going to Hunter's shoot. No, Hunter's like gig at a club or something like that. And you know, everyone was there. KO was there. Everyone was there. And they're like, Ricky Rick is performing up next. And I remember going on top of the stage and then recording. Then he's like, are you shooting? Are you shooting? Then he's like, I was like, yeah, yeah. He's like, okay, watch this. Which way? That way. And then everyone went, you know, that thing he does where he jumps on one foot and then he goes on the next foot and then he goes
that way.
I remember that being like a crazy, crazy like moment for me because I was like, yo, that's when I became a real like fan. You know, I started listening to the albums. I started crying with him, you know, seeing his music. But we've got a lot of powerful features that are coming up on his thing. I mean, 25K, Focalistic, Blackie, K Keed. Gemini Major
has been moving, né?
Baby Son, Baby S-O-N, aka Baby S-O-N, you know, Neil Pearl, Elaine, you know, Calvin Momo. I mean, this is it's a very packed album, but
yeah,
like
a lot of features.
It made me realize that like, yo, artists guys, when they pass away, like yo, they be having the best album received ever. Like money that they make from the album when you pass away is actually so insane compared to when you are alive, bro.
True. Even like on, you know, on other news, I saw that there was like this couple that was training for like having an altercation. Mm-hmm. And then it made me, you know, just do a lot of research about that. And then I won't speak about it too much because I love the guy down. But what I do want to speak about is the fact that like, going public with relationships.
Because
even, I don't know if you guys saw, even I caught smoke recently.
What?
Like, you guys are always listening, blood. Like,
what is
bro,
what happened?
So, on the podcast, we spoke about...
And you said, my friend.
No. Leave that one. It's also going to train.
You just start saying, my friend. You mean my friend? You know what I'm saying?
No.
My friend and I. You know how many times you say my friend and I?
So what happened was that you're making it worse. You're giving these fucking gossip channels fuel.
Gossip channel? What gossip channel, bro? You see like three comments.
Phone. Go to YouTube. Go to YouTube. Open YouTube right now.
I'm going
to
open it.
We were shooting the podcast and then we spoke about my ex. And then I think I confirmed somehow that we broke up. Right? I think we were just speaking. I was like, yeah.
Oh, and there was like a thing. Tato confirms that he broke up.
50,000 views that video got. Tato officially confirms what. So now I'm realizing that, no, every time I speak here thinking this is a safe space, one of you people sip and relax.
No,
fuck them.
Don't sweat my... What do we call these people? Seaters.
I'm just playing. But yeah, look at this, bro.
Oh, madness. Okay, cool. So video says Tato Rampedi finally confirms that he broke up with X person. Let's read some of the comments. Like, I feel like that. I agree, you want to speak about the culture. Let's see.
We want to speak about the culture. That's funny.
After all computers crash, people die, and relationships fall apart. What a beautiful statement to say. You know what I'm saying? What's also happening in the culture right now? What else have you heard of?
Also,
right now?
My point was, I brought that up not because I thought it was like funny or too.
Because public dating.
I swear at this person, that's literally just a joke, man. But it's about going public with the relationship. I genuinely feel like as a person who always posted public relationships in the past.
Yeah.
I know how it looks like from your guys' side. You put us on when you were happy. You're showing us your thing. You know that you're broken up doesn't mean that you can't show us. You must tell us.
Yeah.
You must understand that the person's going through like hurts and like heartbreak, you know.
Yeah.
Also a human being at the end of the day. So I think maybe one day they'll tell you, like, for example, I allegedly confirmed 2 weeks ago that...
Allegedly. At
confirm that, you know, whatever. But it's like, most of the time, give people some damn space to, like, accept the serious change inside their life. Tinashe, upstairs! You know what I'm saying? Give them some time to, you know, heal. But yeah, anyway, let's move on.
Very, very important, though. Like, you're talking about public relationships and stuff, you know. I mean, guys, let me be honest with you. Now, there's always going to be public relationships. Now, how we receive them is different. Some people cheat on their partner. Some people don't cheat. Some people just break up. Some people just move apart from each other. But never be shy to date. You know what I mean?
Like, if you want to post your partner, post your partner. Yeah, I might just do it again too. Yeah. I'm joking.
I might. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't think I ever like actually show you guys the person I'm dating. I think. Guys, for some reason, whenever I'm in love or like a person, I just can't hide it, bro.
Yeah.
I like, if you guys ever tell me a secret, don't ever tell me a secret because, bro, like, yeah. I started seeing someone, even though it's been light, like, I'm like nothing crazy when I, like in the past, wasn't anything crazy. Like, I spoke about it. You know what I'm saying? Even in my vlogs, like, I'm speaking about it. Like, oh, yeah, I'm cool with my girl. It's like, Tato, chill. Don't show them that part of your life.
You don't have to, bro. I've always been really like.
What would you speak about? Would you say, I have a girlfriend?
I mean, if it's the right one.
Okay, so do you have a girlfriend?
I have a girlfriend, yeah. Nice trap. Well done. Good fair play.
I'm just asking.
You working with her, nigga? You must be working with her.
Yeah.
Are you working with her? Yeah. I don't know.
Anyway, let's get into the subject.
Yeah, but let's see what we're seated in today. We'll start off with the first one, independence. So for a lot of people going back to school, starting matric, the last thing of the Ratari Taba, grade 13.
Damn.
Imagine matric dance twice. Oh, my days. So do you have matric dance in grade 13 now, right?
I'm assuming. But I know, like, in the UK,
yeah,
and even in SA, certain schools genuinely have a 13th grade.
They do, yeah.
But then they don't, like, I don't know. Are they going to spread out grade 12 to two grades?
No,
them to do more learning?
You know, we were, like, talking about, like,
this new grade 13.
We were talking about, like, oh, yeah, our matric pass rate is going higher and higher. I think this year they were talking about our matric pass rate is higher. It's utter complete rubbish. It's rubbish. Actually, I don't want to swear. It's BS. It's BS.
It's BS.
Because if you look at the data and look at the amount of students that have dropped out between grade 8 and matric, this is the highest it's ever been. Ever. Like, the amount of people that, obviously, like, everyone, you have to start in grade 8.
I understand.
To matric, there's been too many dropouts. So matric pass rate isn't that even that high if you consider that.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So adding the grade 13.
And they keep reducing the pass rate.
And they keep reducing the pass rate. So what's going to happen is that we're going to have the top maybe like 20-30% of students getting accepted into universities because the pass rate is so now low. And then the rest just fizzle out with a matric certificate and the lowest marks. Unemployment increases again and again and again and again. So I don't know. Grade 13 for me is a good idea. But I'm saying that as someone outside of high school, if I was in grade 10 and they told me I still have, no, listen, imagine you're in grade 10 and you know you have 2 years left and they say, no, my man, you have 3 or worse. You just finished your final Afrikaans paper and they say, Nutni, hey, la khani, no, no, khat, 13. Yeah. Or you ask, you're the head boy, and then you know you have to do 2 terms of your head boyness.
Yeah.
You have to do this year and next year. It's tough, man.
Yeah, I think I'm going to personally do more research on this new grade 13 system.
Yeah.
I hope it's not a scam towards, you know, pushing more money into the government or into, like, you know, the economy through education. I genuinely hope that it's to empower young people. I don't know anything about it. I heard about it today for the first time. I won't lie.
Did you also hear about the VAT? Oh my days, this country's gonna give me high.
But that's all rumors though. When are we having our financial king?
Budget speech. I'm not actually sure. It was postponed the first time, and then Julius was saying things. But let's. Should we just?
Yeah, they're saying they might increase it by 2%. But let's get into seats, bro. Damn. How long has it been? 30 minutes.
Yo, sorry. The podcast are long now, guys. We're trying to talk. Podcast is supposed to be an hour, my man. Like an hour 13. Okay, cool. Let's get into seated in independence. Yeah. Big topic, as we said, matrix, university students, orientation weeks, and all those things. I'm going to start off with the definition of independence.
Aibo.
Independence refers to the state of being free from control.
Hey! How does that sound so nice?
It sounds
how does independence sound so nice?
It sounds like a tickle.
Say it one more time for me.
Independence refers to the state of being free to wash the dishes when you want. Free from control.
Oh, man.
Influence.
Hallelujah.
Or guidance of others. That's the full definition.
And for you university people, others is parents.
Yes, yeah. So, you know, independence can look different for different people.
Yeah.
You know, we don't all come from strict households. I know some of you guys, you know, you're cool with your parents, even sometimes call them by their name.
Yeah.
You ever been to some girl's house?
And she's there. Working. It's like, Julia.
Julie? Like, Julie?
Someone else is here. It's like, Julie? No, my mom.
Oh, it's my mom. No, Julia. Cool. Julie, we're hungry. Then you go back home, Maggie.
And then hide in the closet.
I'm hungry.
But yeah, independence is a crazy thing. And I know how it goes. You're in first year. A third year comes. Hey, you can be the girl. Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Yes. Hey, refresh us, Runa, this Friday. Do you want to come?
I heard about it. Naka chow.
That is so, the way you are so fresh. I wish you could come. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, buddy.
Get invited to a fresh year. Maybe you're having, the first time you're having more than one brutal fruit.
Yeah.
You might get drunk. You might, you know.
When did you experience independence? Like obviously you've experienced different levels of independence throughout. Yeah, like obviously from primary to high school, like, you know, university. What's your first ever favorite memory of independence?
Yo, that's a good one. I think for all of us, when you go to camp for the first time, like, you have like a packet of chips, you have a juice, maybe a sandwich, you know.
The time you're at spa with your mom the week before, hustling.
Because
you know John, little Tabo are going to have Doritos.
John.
So you're pushing for...
But John have they even cut off the, what's it called? The dark skin part of the bread. The dark meat of the bread. What is it called?
The white meat of the bread.
The white meat of the bread. We all know what I'm talking about.
They call it the crust.
Then it comes with something like a grape, a white grape, seedless.
It's not... you're not shitting grapes the next day.
Next to the grapes is his brother, the strawberry. Cut in half, by the way. Man. When are your strawberries that dirty?
They're hairy. Your watermelon hasn't been cut.
Now you'll be lucky if you have fruit. Yeah, man, I think camp, like, you can't sleep.
Yeah.
The bus, you know, you're there wide awake. All your friends are
I'm sure
talking
you sat at the back, didn't you?
I used to crack the most jokes on that bus, bro. We used to roast each other one for one. Like, like just go back to each other. You know, someone looks at me and they're like, hey, head boy. You know, I had a very big head. Brain.
Had a big head.
Yeah. Hey, head of state. They used to call me head of state when I walked onto the bus. Yeah, head of state. Head of department. Ahead of his time.
Ahead of his time.
I used to hear all of these things. You're heading in the right way, Lebo. That way. That time it's a white guy, so it sounds a bit racist. You're heading in the right way, Lebo. And you know, you're a bit like...
Damn it.
Yeah, but camp, I don't know. What about
you? That's crazy,
you, man.
I wouldn't expect you to say camp. Bro, for me, like, matric rage. Let me paint you guys a story. You've been doing 5-6 years of high school.
Yeah. No one ever talks about this.
Living in a black household where you're not allowed to leave 3 kilometers radius of where you live. You should be going to the garage to buy your father newspapers, high school to get a learning, or the mall to go shopping with your mother. Mm. That's all you can do.
That's your life for the
That's
five
your life.
Years.
That's how we grew up. You can't leave 3 kilometer radius.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, now you're focused on doing such difficult subjects, mathematics, physics, accounting.
It's
tough. You're meant to become a doctor of some sort or something crazy.
Yeah.
Then in grade 10, you get to grade 9, you get told that, no, when you get to matric, buddy, you and your friends can book a Airbnbs in Durban. Mm. 7 days partying. It's called
matric rage.
Do what you want.
It's
a budget. You ask your parents are apparently meant to give you money, bro.
Yeah,
you go to Durban, you drink, you party. Yeah. No adult supervision. I couldn't wait. Yeah. I remember I had to do a PowerPoint for my dad as to why I had to get this passport. It's called a passport, no?
Yeah, the rage passport, yeah.
Rage passport, which basically grants you entrance to all of the events.
Yeah.
I'm rich. I'm friends with like these rich kids, so they're all getting the black one, which is the most expensive one. So now I must explain to my parents that it's only the black one you can buy. Because if I had said there's a red one and there's a blue...
I said red, blue, and what? I had red.
I said there's only black. Everyone gets black. You know, and then from there we drank, we partied, we drove to the beach, we Ubered. People were trying drugs for the first time, first time trying weed and stuff like that. Yeah. And
you weren't scared. Like you had a fro like the whole time. I was scared once.
I didn't do the weed stuff. I was like, ooh, guys.
No, I'm not saying like about the drugs and stuff. Like obviously, like rage. There's like you know, an abundance of things to try for the first time.
Yeah.
But I'm saying like you weren't scared. Like, oh, I'm all alone now. Like it's just.
Oh no. I had my friends.
My friends convinced me to stay for drug dealer. Scariest thing ever. Like people would knock on the door like, then you know, okay, this guy's here to buy like weed. I've never actually told this story before in my life. And we the reason we stayed with him is because he had a hotel room and it was cheaper to stay with him. And we thought to ourselves, okay, we're not going to, you know, sell anything. We don't even know this. When we get there, he was just had
an abundance of
breaking bed on the table. He had breaking bed on the table. And I remember being super, super scared. I'm like, yo, like, yeah, this is everything my mom used to warn me about.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a Catholic boy coming from a Catholic school at At that time, I was Catholic. Yeah, you know, you tried to do things. But yeah, what do you think that independence taught you?
I think it definitely taught me that you shouldn't rush for independence because when I was on race, my money was finishing. I had no one but myself. Yeah. Like, you can't call your mom when you get rejected by a girl, you know, because you've got all this newfound confidence and you're fostering someone. Yeah. You can't call your mom when you cut your hand or your wrist or you get sick. Like, go to the doctor yourself. Mm. And you see this evolve into university, right? I remember there was a point where I was in second year or third year and I had flu. And I had this habit of calling my mom, like, hey, mom, I got the flu. I'm gonna use the medical aid card and go to the doctor and like, you know, get a thing.
Yeah.
My dad called me one day, he said, hey buddy, let me tell you something. Man. This thing of you coming and calling your mom and stressing when you've got flu, it's gonna stop, my bro. And if you're sick, go to the doctor. Stop coming and stressing my wife. You didn't get that call.
I never used to call them. If I was sick, I just hold it.
He said, No, Chief, let's be honest here, my man.
Yeah.
We've given you the infrastructure to become successful and independent.
Yeah.
Now you can't call Maggie every time you're sick.
Yes, Daddy.
He's crying, bro. Why
yes, Daddy.
Who calls Papa Daddy, bro? Just call him Papa. Daddy's crazy.
Yeah, but I get what you say, bro.
Never still to this day calls his mom when he's sick, by the way. Don't listen to him saying
no.
He's acting tough on this podcast.
I won't go to the doctor. It's very rare for me to go to the doctor when I'm sick or anything like that. I hate the hospital. I hate doctors. I hate all those things. I think we hit independence perfectly. That was a good seated in independence.
Yeah.
I hope for you guys back home, you know, if you know you're stepping into a phase or a season of independence, you realize that independence starts with I, which means that everything, your actions have consequences.
And you are in it also.
You are also in.
Because they're in the
end. And then depend.
Then you depend on the in.
On in.
On me, yeah. So it's not nice, man.
So, yeah. Yeah, but that ties with what we're going into next. A bit of like a tricky one, but trauma. Discussing trauma and how it develops and how it affects our lives. And, you know, just speaking about in our life, when we've been traumatized, how we've grown to live that in independence.
So what is trauma? Because, you know, we used to see the word, you know, going around quite loosely. For me, I would say trauma is, you know, a reaction.
Yeah.
Right? Trauma is going through an experience which sits with you and then affects how you move forward in certain situations.
Mm.
And when you go through specific triggers or certain things, you react based off of that trauma. So it's like, let's say one day you are walking, if you make it physical, and you hurt your knee. Mm. Now, for the rest of the time, every time you walk, you've got a limp.
Yeah.
The limp is a, you know, a case of the trauma which is hurting your knee. Can't if you maybe one day you realize that, hey, man, you know, the limp can become a habit.
Yeah.
But now if you realize if you just walk normally, shit, that limp is gone. But what's the definition of trauma there?
Trauma refers to a deeply distressing
or... Let me read the score for you. Hey, yeah. So trauma refers to a deeply... Trauma refers to a deeply distressing or disturbing experience that can have a lasting impact on an individual's emotional, psychological, and physical well-being. Trauma can result from various experiences such as physical abuse, domestic violence, assault, or forms of physical harm, emotional abuse, verbal abuse.
Put a finger down. Put a finger down.
Sexual abuse, rape, harassment. rape, harassment, other forms of sexual exploitation. Natural disasters can create trauma, hurricanes, earthquakes, you being dropped by your mother, your mother smoking around you, war, conflict, loss, grief.
Okay,
trauma
okay.
can affect individuals in different ways, leading to PTSD, anxiety, depression, dissociation. And healing from trauma requires a supportive environment.
Yeah, so the reason I chose this one to be like our second topic is because I really felt like when you enter your independence phase, now, and you're surrounded by people in their independent phase, the word trauma comes out a lot. Yeah. Ah, trauma, that's how I am. Hey, I'm traumatized.
Yeah.
I'm traumatized. That's my traumatized.
Maybe it's because of my trauma.
And maybe it's because of my trauma Woo! That I'm like this. That's why I don't
First know. Year, second year, third year.
Ah, hey. My man.
They become ambassadors of mental health.
So I thought to myself,
let's define this understanding.
Let's define it. Let's digest it.
How do we grow from it?
And how do we grow from it? You know? And I want you to understand, in your independence phase, you will finally be face to face with the word trauma and all the things that you didn't know. Because now, Akiman, as I said, you're not allowed to leave a 3 kilometer radius.
Yeah.
You know? And now the world is your oyster.
Yes, you can go to Dubai if you've got a passport.
And you get to go to school now. And then, you know, the guy next to you goes, yo, let me open up my notes. And he takes out an iPad and he starts raking notes. You're like, oh, that's a nice, what's that? That doesn't look like a notepad. A24 with 100 pages that we bought. Which one is this one? He's like, no, my mom bought it for me. You know, my mom loves me. And then you say, oh. My mother bought me a notepad from Pick and Pay. Maybe my mother does not love me. You know? And then the word comes out, I'm traumatized. I'm traumatized by these broke blacks. And you know, you say to yourself, you know, I'm being honest. Because yeah, that's what happens. That's what happens. You know, I remember myself and a good example is I remember we were all studying in a room. It was at nights, right?
Yeah.
Listening to
school.
Listening to music and all those things. And the one Bruce said, hey, okay, it's midnight now. I can't study past midnight.
Yeah.
We're all like, oh, what's wrong? Does your brain switch off at midnight? It's like, no, I'm traumatized. When I was younger, when I was studying for matric exams, after midnight, my dad would watch the news loud. So I'm traumatized. I never can focus after midnight, you know? And you look at a person and you say, dude, you need to overcome your trauma. And you belittle it.
Yeah.
Not knowing how, as you said, it's like a
how much impact it has, et cetera. Yeah.
And, you know, jokes aside, trauma can have an impact on your independence life. You know, like your life.
Yeah.
When you think. What do you
also,
think?
Also, so? I agree with everything you've said. I think you actually broke it down quite nicely to people that, like, don't be careful how you start labeling trauma. Mm. And be careful on how you start viewing,
know,
how your parents raised you and how your exterior is affecting you now based off of other people's experiences.
So true.
So, you know, they say comparison is the thief of all
joy. Comparison is the thief of joy. Yeah,
comparison is the thief of joy. And comparison can, as Nebo's example, can also brew, you know, false perceptions of trauma. Mm. So I think that's something that's definitely worth noting. And I think number two, when you start gaining this independence, you are going to actually not only go through moments where you see that you've been through traumatic experiences, but you're going to also create the traumatic experiences within your university experience, which will be trauma for you now when you are awakening. Yeah. So I think it's very important to understand that it's going to be very tough and your external is going to affect you in a number of different ways. I'm talking about you failing for the first time in university. I'm talking about you not getting accepted to get any work for 2 years. You know, you're applying for spine for 2 years. It's all going to brew trauma, but it's up to you to really try to understand what's happening in that process, you know. One small motto or statement that Lebo and I really truly live by is that as long as we can complete one day, the next days will become brighter. So we'll always work on a step-by-step basis, right? So as long as you're actively putting in effort to make a step or to complete a day, you've done enough. And if you're learning from the previous day, you will do better. So just be really careful when you're in traumatic experiences or you're in dangerous situations or situations which might affect you forever. Your perspective in those moments will affect how you view it in the future. Mm-hmm. Do you get what I'm saying? Because Lebo and I both grew up with a, what's a good example? A very strict father, right? But my perspective affects my relationship with my dad now in a different way as to how his perspective affects his relationship with his dad now. So be careful what you enslave yourself to based off your experience.
True,
so
true.
You don't want to be a slave of the negative parts of your of your life. So be careful because you're going to build trauma.
Especially with what I just said, like the perspective things. I don't know how many times in my life I said trauma, I'm traumatized. Traumatized, you know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, we hop onto the podcast. We get seated into our emotions. We digest and we're like, oh, shit. That brew was just...
Don't digest also you, my man.
Aye, man. Digest. We digest. Oh. I'm also giving them a shout out. You know what I'm saying? We internalize.
Internalize our thoughts. Thought internalization.
We internalize and then we say, no, man, that guy was a father for the first time.
Yeah.
It was his first time being a dad, etc.
Yeah.
You know, we were gonna go into generational curses, right, as our next topic. But if you guys want to hear about generational curses, please tune into our membership right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you can tell them all about that.
Yeah, so we've did a big change this year on channel memberships, guys. For the longest time it was $149. Now it is the price of $39.99 or $39. It's $40, you know. These marketing jargons and get $40. If you want to watch more content, it's $40. What's also exciting is that the girls also dropping vlogs. If you want to watch Thought Digest vlogs, Mommy did a really cool vlog the other day. They're vlogging tomorrow or Friday. Some really cool events. We will get into that too. Level, I just don't have as much time as the girls do yet, but it's also coming very soon.
Yeah.
So it's going to be very, very exciting. But please do head over to channel memberships. And if you're new to the channel, please don't be scared to subscribe, because we're on the road to 210,000 subscribers. We are working hard, pushing over. more content is coming. The claps are there. And we're also signing new talent soon. So we're growing the family very soon. Two new podcasts. Can you believe it? I thought I was tired, but I guess I'm not. But yeah, man, we'll see you guys in channel memberships. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no. We're going to go top into five. Top 5 and then we are done. Thank you. Hey, Tato.
I thought you were ending it.
Okay, cool. So we're doing this new thing. It's called top 5. Where we're going to be ranking different things in categories of life. For example, where's Kaftin to receive in high school? But today, we're going to do content creators because, you know, that's where we are. I feel like it was a good place to start.
Yeah.
We're going to be making an all-star team. Sato's basically going to be making his all-star team this year. I'll be making mine. We only get to choose 5 players.
Guys, I haven't thought about it yet, so that's why I find it unfair, but I'm going to participate.
I also haven't thought about it like that.
Also, please understand that our starting five, our top five, our all-stars are based off of what we consume.
What we consume.
We don't know about Cynthia Ndunduda.
_0084.
On TikTok, who's got 100,000 views. It's based off who we consume.
Yeah.
Who we watch, right? Yeah. But we are well-versed with the people in the space.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's start a podcast.
Okay, so my... number one draft is Arjun Lua. I think that Arjun this year is going to be making a buttload of
if
cash.
That brother
and
does
I'm definitely
right
drafting him as my point guard.
if that brother does a serious rebrand, which he's doing, he's doing fashion content, he's dancing, he's doing great. And if he just kisses a baby and goes to a home shelter and you know gets back, I'm gonna campaign with him now for Captain America.
Yeah.
And another campaign for something else.
Yeah,
he's being drafted even by
brands. Yeah. So that's my number one. I'll go with number one.
Yeah.
Okay, you go to your number one now.
That's my number one.
Yeah. No, not number one like the best. It's just you're just naming five.
Yeah. I do. So I think if this guy does what I think he's gonna do, and I hope he does, I think he can become massive. Zile Wheezy, right?
Okay.
I think if Zile,
he had a hot, very 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 hot year.
He had a hot year last year, right? Yeah. So. He networked, he went to Mac G's podcast, he grew a shit ton, his growth rate, I think it was 3x'd, you know what I'm saying? Like it was quite good. If he moves into the power of his niche, which is comedy, and starts doing stand-up comedy digitally, online, YouTube, whatever, with a small audience, I think he can make a lot of money, right?
Yeah.
I think he's not falling into his comedy bag enough. Like, we see it on TikTok, and that's all great. Everyone's doing that. You're doing that. Kunza's doing that. He needs to see the power that he has with comedy right there and then.
It'd be nice to get, like, a young series from him.
Yes.
Or something. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I know he has a passion to do shows, but then they don't last very long, the shows that he does. Like, now he just did a new show.
It's called DM
to my ex, to my West ex, which is dope, right? I think that'll run for maybe, like, 6, 7, 8 episodes. But he needs to have something like Lasizo has. Where it's happening every week, every 2 weeks, awkward dates, and it's him doing some sort of stand-up comedy. Maybe he does stand-up comedy in different places. He needs to lean into comedy, then he can become...
the main character, and as well as, like... I get what you're saying, like, more unique content from your side, not just being on the podcast, not just being TikTok.
But he's doing amazing. That's why he's definitely, like, top five for me.
Number two, I know I'm going brew for brew, but it's Skate One Guru, _aka Lou. Lou's crash outs are, I think, becoming more and more popular on the internet. I want to tie him with Bobby.
Oh, my bad.
Him and Bobby right now, I think I'm going to put them equal on my ranking. Who's but if I had to, it's Mac.
Mac is also
if fun. I had to choose one, I'm obviously going to pick Lou, obviously. So, Lou, shout out to him. That's my number two. I'm going to choose number two. That's him.
Yes.
And then I'm gonna go into the girls.
Yeah.
I lost three girls, so.
Yeah. Like I said, guys, I'm doing it off the dome.
Yeah, same. I'm also doing it off the dome.
I think this, excuse me, oh my gosh. I think this person can definitely be at the bottom of my top five. Mm. And I say this with the most respect. I think if they work hard enough and they don't go all over the place too much and they focus on two specific types of niches, with their personality, their content style, and their expertise, they can become number the bottom of my top five. It's Kaya Adeola.
Okay, Adeola.
That's I think nice Kaya yeah. has a lot of natural talent, natural skill.
She does, yeah.
I think she's quite entertainer. We've seen her act. We've seen her do podcasting. We've seen her do fashion content, makeup content, hair content. We've seen her do a lot of different things. If guided and going in the right direction, she can become one of the biggest content creators. If we slap amazing vlog content for her on YouTube, solidify a long-based consumption, she's doing great to the podcast. She's averaging hundreds of thousands of views from the TikTok short forms.
Yeah.
And then we put her in a nice niche there by Instagram.
Yeah.
We say, you do hair, mama. You are the hair specialist. Leave makeup and everything. You are the hair babe. That can be very powerful for her.
I like this. I like this this whole like idea of like when you take a content creator and then they do an orthodox like product. Mm. So, you know, you take like a brew and then his line is basically like, I want to say like skincare. Mm. That's such a nice like a thing. I actually don't like when women do like straight hair or like makeup or whatever. Like I want to see something controversial. Like give me a gym wear line. I don't know what it is. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like give me a gym wear line. Give me something that I didn't think. Give me soap. Give me soap, my man. Like, soap is also another one. It's a nice one. Like, give me soap. Give me soap. Give me something, you know? So, just something on that. Okay.
Check my TikTok.
My number three, I'm going to go tando.letu_x. Okay. AKA Ollie. So, I'm going to shout out Ollie. This one's a bit of a biased one because I know her. So, I'm going to say it out loud. I know her because that's why I chose her. But she does this whole thing that women are loving. It's like, oh, did your man also buy you a bouquet of flowers? I don't know if you've seen this video.
So you think she's got longevity to become like a Grace Mandala?
I think she is living the soft girl lifestyle that women want to live. She's got the boyfriend. She's got the clean look. She can cook.
She could become like that girl who became really, really rich. Who used to be funny, make skits, dog skin.
I don't know. Which one's that?
The one that, you think I live my life?
I know you're talking about the one that's famous now, like super rich.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't think so. I don't think so. Not yet. But I think for her, because she does like a lot of cooking.
Yeah.
She's cooking and she has a lot of boyfriend content. Her cookbook, if she had to prioritize, cookbook is the number one. Maybe making your boyfriend meal, something like going into that genre of like the boyfriend's perfect meal. You know, like, and taking that, and then girls would buy that to buy, make themselves their boyfriend. That's something that I would do for her. Like, I think that'd product be a wise, great... Man. Hey, we're giving people $1 million ideas for free. Yeah, but that's my
another
number
one,
three.
Another one, I'm hesitant to say it for me. And this will only work if this brew works the whole year.
Yeah.
Right? Because his following is not, like, crazy, crazy, crazy. But his work ethic is. And I think at the rate he's going, I think you can probably see I'm going towards. At the rate he's going, he's going to grow... Yeah. Skill a bit.
Okay.
His skill also needs to be like, you know, touched up a lot. If Sexy Unicorn can keep this posting every day, don't, by November, he'll be one of the biggest content creators. If he keeps it the whole year, because there's a guy, what's the guy's name? Omarion. Omarion did this thing. We saw it 2-3 years ago.
Yeah.
He was an amazing cinematographer. He posted every day for a year and he blew up. And now he creates the craziest content, right? And it's going again for another year now. And I think Sexy must have been inspired by Marion. And the only reason why I'm saying this thing will work is because, not because of like the content he's producing now. The content he's producing now is dope. It's amazing. Sharp.
Yeah.
But you can't tell me you won't become your best version of self if you're shooting and editing every single day.
Editing every single day.
Like, you're going to learn new things.
Yeah.
Like, yes, it might hinder you scaling horizontally and you building businesses. But trust me, his vertical scale now is so powerful.
Yeah.
Because by November, if he becomes who I think he's going to become, when it's time for him to scale horizontally and build businesses around him, he's so sorted.
Also, if I think, the moment I think vlogs on TikTok, my mind immediately goes to your Graces. It immediately goes to your Sexy. It immediately goes to your... Because these people are there every single... Tato Rampedi. These people are there every single day.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a nice number three.
I've gone that I think was going to become bigger than Grace this year.
Okay. So wait. You're on three.
Go for yours.
Okay, I hope I don't regret this and something happens where you drag me somehow in the year, but I'm going to say Sima. So I really, really hope that nothing happens that like I don't regret saying this. But
why, bro? What is she? She has to do a lot of work.
I don't think she has to do a lot of work. I think
I'm talking about like, you know, when we say become great, it's not about numbers only, right?
Yeah, it's not about numbers.
It's about you being able to build a business around your brand.
Yeah, I think
for you to be have clean content. Sima's content bangs, but yo, she needs to.
No. I think that as from one online comedian to another online comedian, Sima is one of the best female. Not even one of the best.
The best.
She's the best comedian. Female comedian in South Africa.
She is the best,
and
possibly even Africa.
I make skits every single day. I make videos every single day. I will have an original, but I don't think there's anyone like as creative as Sima right now. Like she posts four videos in a day.
She needs to get off that podcast, bro.
She posts four. I don't think so. I think so, bro.
I think
she needs to get off the her counterpart. I love you, Kanye, but she needs to get off her counterpart's YouTube channel. Clean up.
No.
Not be associated
for
a while.
You know what
and
I'm
then
saying?
Boom.
You know what I'm saying that? Because. Yo, bro, Sima can't bumble herself, bro. Like, she's a real person, right?
Yeah.
So, like, all of her opinions, even if they can offend somebody or be rude, it's not nice for marketers to see that.
Yeah, it isn't. I think they'd make her play the bad guy on the podcast because someone has to play the bad guy on a Max G podcast.
I don't know if she's angry or what's happening.
No, it's just, I think it's the format that they've got. Like, one person, the only time you don't see it. Maybe popcorn and cheese, but that's also like a little bit because in Paul, it also plays the bad guy.
People need comedy now.
Yeah, so one person.
Popcorn and cheese, people need comedy.
Oh, people need comedy, sorry. Yeah. Yo, Konja, as we're still on the original thing.
Robot
yo.
Boy, no.
RIP, rest in podcast, Robot Boy. But yeah, bro, I genuinely believe in Sima. Let's say I was a talent manager, what I would do for Sima for the next 6 months. It's like, yo, we're going to do your TikToks. We're going to do a couple of photo shoots. We're going to do a couple of your music. Music is still good, right? But we're going to stay away from, like, being too opinionated. And that's what you're saying with the podcast. I get what you're saying. So a clean up thing. But that's my number four. That's my number four. Yeah.
I think someone who's going to take over, like, you know, because last year, you know, the biggest influencer in Africa, yes, was Grace, right? She was the case study for many people, like, brands, people. Like Grace made her reset video, the 2024. Not reset. Grace made her 2024 recap. And she inspired thousands of people to become content creators and for people to adapt her content style, right? Mm. But her best friend, Babaki,
yeah,
is insane.
Babaki,
at
yeah.
content creation.
Babaki.
Babaki is
Pretoria babe.
The Pretoria babe. Yeah, she is phenomenal.
She's good.
At content creation. She is sweet. She has.
I've been following her for years. I used to shout her out and used to say, who's Babaki? Remember?
Yeah.
Okay.
I met her. We're cool now. We're friends. Like, not friends.
Oh, you guys are like, okay.
Like, we've met like maybe like three times.
Oh, and I used to have a crush on her. Like, I'll say it out loud on the podcast. I used to have a big crush on her. Like,
yeah, Babaki, her TikTok is. B-A-B-A.
Then you subscribe, but you subscribe.
Yeah, man, she has like 50,000 followers on TikTok.
Yeah.
But her views, 26K, 38K.
Yeah, she's very 40, consistent.
40,
she's
50.
So
she works hard, bro, and it's clean content. She's very sweet. She just graduated from university.
Mm.
So she definitely is going to do a Grace. Her and Grace even planned the videos together.
Mm. My number five, I'm going to go with Coachella Randy. This one a bit tight again. Like same thing with Lou and Bobby. I want to say Coachella and KG really have me like on this like 50-50 thing.
Yeah.
Coachella Randy, I think he has definitely has the potential to becoming like, you know, one of the industry leaders in the social media game. Just consistency is I think what's like missing out. Like does post and everything, but like I feel like I wish it was like every single day by the three times a video, different things also, you know, diversify.
Yeah.
No social media advice, just like the consistency level. That's just me. Yeah, this is me. Kind of we're allowed to give advice. We've been in this game for like years, bro.
Yeah.
Like people don't know this, but we've been in this game for like years.
Well, they do know this.
Yeah, they should know this. Yeah, but yeah.
They know this. We're the OG.
That's my number five, but that's my top five.
Yeah, for me.
Top five. Top five right now. Top five.
In this, I was trying to avoid like using
the popular ones. Yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to avoid people that are really big. Like, Grace is already big. We know you did your
thing. Yeah, Randy's big. We know Randy.
No, Randy is a fair one to use. He's not...
Even Lou and Tati. I said Lou and Tati.
Yeah, they're great. Yeah. For me, I'm saying this because the person I'm about to say is big. But I think they're going to, like, really, like...
Skyrocket.
Lerato Nxumalo.
Lerato, I've heard this name before, actually.
Yeah. She is a vlogger, short-form content creator. She just got engaged, so congratulations, Lerato. I think her boyfriend lives in Germany or somewhere, Netherlands, I don't know where.
Okay.
It's from that side.
Oh, I see.
How many views? She's great competition. How many views does she get there on TikTok?
She gets, like, mils. Mills, like only mills. Yeah, this is so super impressive. Yeah, she only gets mills.
Yeah, and then her YouTube vlogs.
She only gets mills. Suffer well, bro.
Her YouTube vlogs are, she gets what? 200K views?
Okay.
300K views? She's in UK Arms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, guys. My manager's also texting me now saying, calling me for important things that I was supposed to be answering. But yeah, okay, that's your top five. That's my top five. I hope you guys have enjoyed top five. And then we'll just end it off with our final remarks. And that's basically today's seated episode. We'll see you guys in the memberships for the generational curse part of this podcast. You have anything to say for final remarks?
No, just keep doing your thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for the people that we didn't mention that are content creators that are in our space, like Abo Just Daddy G, PSCS, obviously you guys are going
to
grow.
Work harder to be part of the top five. I'm joking, guys. If we had to get like 2,000 names, nah? And go through them, like 2,000 names that are worthy. Yeah. I'm pretty sure our top five will look 100% different.
Yeah, 100% different.
We just did it off the bat, who we know, but yeah, man.
What are we consuming?
What are we consuming and everything. But yeah, that's our top five. We'll see you guys next week, yeah?
Yeah. See you guys. Bye. Bye. Ray Bans and catamarans.